My name is Omar Boom. I am an associate professor of anthropology and the vice chair of undergraduate studies at UCLA, Department of Anthropology.
And you are from Morocco?
I'm originally from Morocco.
Which town or area?
I am from a small oasis in southeastern Morocco, bordering the Algerian-Moroccan border, north of Golmim and south of Agadir.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been in the United States?
Since 2000.
Since 2000?
So almost 20 years, yeah.
Wow. So you invited me here to show my documentary, Don't Forget Me.
Yeah.
I have a hard time explaining this to people. What do Moroccans generally know about autism?
I don't think they know that much.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunately it's a disability in general, although it's changing a lot these days, but disability in general is seen as shame, and people have always hidden, and they tried to hide members of their families who have different types of disabilities, or the physical, mental, whatever. So, but it's changing. It's changing because of there is a discourse, a state discourse. So it's trickling down a little bit, but also families are struggling in terms of having the right means to actually go with that state discourse. So. It's still economic. The economics of it are tough.
It always strikes me when I'm in Rabat,
yeah,
outside of the parliament, across the street from the parliament, the, you know, blind person after blind person after blind person asking for help. And, you know, there are organizations, non-governmental organizations, that provide a lot of the disability assistance. But it doesn't seem that the government provides that. They outsource it to NGOs.
Yeah.
To do
and,
the work.
And we're still in the dependency moment, because yes, there is a discourse that's trying to change the way we see disability, but also we're not providing, as a country, we're not providing the educational or logistic means to make, or at least to support individuals who have some form of disability to be dependent. So I see it even from members in my village, and we still, you have to have, just to walk from one place to another, you have to rely on the family, but if actually we teach these members of society how to do it, they will learn how to do it. So, and then we make them independent, as independent with their own pride, with their own. So I think that's why, that's what the frustration for me is about, how you still want to help them by holding their hand instead of actually showing them how to do it. And to do that, you have to have programs in the country that teach that. So we don't have any disability programs in universities, or
no disability studies.
No.
Except, do you know, I was in Morocco last year for my film premiere, I met a woman who's the head of an autistic organization. She's also a journalist. Mm. And she was telling me about, at the university, the main university in Mohamed Sink in Casablanca, they now have an autism studies. Yeah, they have an autism studies program.
In the sociology department?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary to think about,
yeah,
that they're actually going to train people.
And that's what we need. And then to do that, then you have to bring people to learn from universities like University of Arizona, for instance, and other universities who have some of the best programs.
Right.
Yeah.